Thoughts at the bus stop.
Yeah, BGM. I remember doing this during a Palestinian protest. Subhanallah. I realized that when you start falling into a cycle, like I have these moments where I get I'm so determined to fix whatever it is I was doing wrong. But then there's something that is overwhelming. It's like a wall. It's like I went to the ocean and the ocean kept pushing me. And then I said, you know what? I'm gonna push back today. So then I make a little wave. And then all of a sudden I get hit by a big wave as a response to the little wave that I threw. So, and sometimes changing myself and my habits feels like that, where it feels that the habit is so ingrained that it's like I'm just a little human being just splashing at the ocean, you know, and the ocean is slapping me back, you know. So I realized when that happens, don't lose hope. Attack it from a different angle. You're stuck in a what they call a riptide. Is that what they call it? Where two riptides? Riptides, yeah. I'll put a picture of it if it's true. But it's like, it's two. If you're stuck in a riptide, is it a riptide? I don't want to sound dumb. But anyways, it happens where it's near dams and stuff where you can't actually swim out of it. And there's a particular way that you have to get out of it in order to survive. Even if you are a skilled swimmer, if you keep trying to swim to shore, or if you keep trying to do it the direct way, you'll end up getting exhausted and drown. And a lot of people have died in rip currents. What you have to do is swim parallel or perpendicular, or you have to come at the problem from a different way, right? Something that's like fighting it head on doesn't work. It'll only kill you, you know? So I realized that, you know, yesterday I failed completely, terribly. I was overwhelmed and I was watching myself and I said, wow, like I really got pushed to the back seat here in my own body. And so it was, so today I woke up, you know, and then I was like, you know what? I know this environment that I'm in right now is just too strong. It's too strong for me to fight. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to step out of that environment. Okay. So alhamdulillah, I came out, you know, I came out to pray. I went to the gym. Now I'm sitting here with a clear mind, mindset completely different, not feeling the defeat, not feeling the defeated mentality. And I'm just going to give myself a different environment for a period of time. And alhamdulillah, I live right now in Mecca, baby, where it's so good. Because if you don't want to go home, just go to the Masjid al-Haram. You can just sit in the masjid for as long as you want. You can sleep in the masjid, you know. It's almost going to be suhoor time. So I'm going to go to the masjid, just chill at the masjid. If I'm going to work, I'm just going to go to one of the near hotels and just sit in their lounges and just do work there and then come back. And, you know, alhamdulillah, don't be defeated. Come at the problem from a different way, different angle. Wherever you are in the world, I hope you are growing. You're pushing yourself. Even if you're failing, keep pushing yourself. Keep shoving yourself against the wall you want it to go through. Just keep shoving. Be like, hey, it doesn't matter. We could fail 5 days for Fridays. I'm coming back the sixth time. I'm shoving you back up against that wall. And eventually your brain is just going to get tired. And you're just like, oh man, this person does just not want to give up this thing. Oh, I'm just so annoyed. Maybe let's just do it. You know, let's just try it. And that's just keep at it. It might take you your first try. It might take you a year. It might take you 10 years. It might take you even more than that. But keep doing it, you know? And we're gonna get there! Wow. You know, Saudis in their cars. Anyways, signing off from the bus stop. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This has been Bunashak Umar. Peace be with you.